Vach, everybody. Tonight's daf from the Tes and Samach. We'll begin on the bottom of Nun Ches on the Beis, I believe.
Three lines up at the two dots.
Okay. So, Achol Trumas Chaver, Mersham LaChaver. If you ate the Truma of someone who's makvid on, eating al taras hakodesh, so then you pay the chaver, not a problem. Truma sam ha'aretz, mishalim lam ha'aretz. You can still pay the am ha'aretz. In other words, you don't have a choice. You ate the am ha'aretz as truma, you have to replace what you ate. So you may not like it, but you have to give back the person, So the Gemara asks, v'lo nimsa ma'aser taras of lam ha'aretz, how can you give an am ha'aretz taras? You're not supposed to do that. Right, it says 18, right? The payment produce becomes vested with truma sanctity, so the non-Kohen will be putting sanctified tahar produce in the hands of the Alma Aretz.
Is it tahar when he ate?
It was tahar. I mean, the Pashas, we're stumped talking about eating truma b'shogeg.
Yeah, so it was tahar. So.
Yeah, it's tahar's truma. Yeah. So
he's going to pay him back with chulin, though. Right.
But the chulin becomes truma.
Right.
That's the problem.
And if he's not careful with it, it's going to become tummy.
But it was tummy at the start, right? So he's putting him in the same situation he was before.
Right. Yeah, but putting, put, but giving,
but you're giving,
ta- him, you're being giving tar to an amaret, stimming a tummy is a problem. That's the Gemara's kasha.
Yeah.
Okay, so Frank, that's the kasha. So the Gemara, not done has someone aleph. Kate said, Oisa, so what do you do in order to avoid this problem? So pay close attention here because I'm going to need your help to figure this one out. No sein shnehem l'koyin chaver. You give both payments. When we say both, we mean the keren and the chomesh. That's what both means, okay? So you're going to give both of them to the kohen who's a chaver. V'noytel d'mei achas mehen, and then you're going to take the value of one of the payments, meaning the keren, because you don't have to pay. You can pay chomesh to any kohen. So you're in the clear giving the chomesh l'chachila to the kohen chaver. That's not a problem at all. But now, how are we going to get back that keren back to the Alma Aretz? So we're going to do this. We're going to go ahead. We'll give it both to a kohen chaver, and the kohen chaver in turn will give money, the value, to the Alma Aretz. Right? Sounds good, right? Now to me'achas me'hen, v'naisin l'kohen Alma Aretz. Right? Very good. So now, frak the Gemara, Rabun Barchiel Amar Kumi Rab Shem Ben Lakish. That seems to work. Again, remember, we had this already a couple of times. The Hafrosha, Rav Yaakov's Shita was that the Hafrosha is Mekadesh. Just taking the Hafrosha and putting it aside to say, I'm ready to pay off my Achila B'Shogeg with this Chulin, endows that Chulin with the Kedushas Truma. But Rebbe disagreed, right? Remember? That the final Kedusha is only upon giving it to him as a gift. In the absence of giving the Am Ha'aretz the Chulin as a payment, which was partially converted to Truma. Right? Let's work this out, what the Gemara is really saying. Right? There's two possibilities. Either it's Truma as soon as I designate it for payment, in which case, it's up to me to decide where it's going to go. I can give it to a kohen amaretz, I can give it to a kohen chaver. Obviously, I want to give it to the chaver so as to avoid the problem of being metame the truma. And then he, in turn, goes ahead and pays the money to the amaretz. That works out fine. In other words, my obligation because as the ochel is to make good on the achila that I did, to give chulin that is completely converted into truma, back to its source, which is the kohen am ha'aretz. But so I'm avoiding giving it to him by giving it to the chaver. But the kedushas truma is complete in my rishus, so I am not missing anything. But if it only becomes, if you hold like Rebbe, then it only really finally becomes kadosh kedushas truma fully once I give it to him. If I'm not going to give it to the person that I ate from, then it's not going to work.
That's not true.
Why is that not going
to
be true?
There's two levels of what you have to give the kohen back to. You have to give him what
of him, which had monetary value.
Right.
Okay. The fact that it's truma, that's not what he lost. He lost the ability to eat food. So by giving it to the other kayan, you're giving him back what he lost, which was food. It happened to be truma.
So you're telling me that the matana, when it says the matana, mekatrosai, will work whether it's the coin that I stole from or ate the shogeg from or any coin.
Because I gave it back.
He got the dollar value. And everything should be good.
You stole it from, you stole it. You ate it from one coin.
But I gave him back the value. When you eat somebody, you eat a sandwich of somebody's, it's a $5 sandwich.
Yeah.
You got to give back the sandwich that you consume, no. You get him $5 back.
Yeah.
So you're giving this guy back the value of what you consume.
Let's take a look at footnote 6, okay? Let's take a look at footnote 6. If the giving of the payment produce is what sanctifies it, then the Torah's command to give the payment to the coin is not just a monetary requirement, but an integral component of the truma replacement process. Consequently, the obligation is not fulfilled until the payment produce has been given to the specific Kohen who owned the truma that was eaten.
So that's the truma again when he gets it.
It's only fully truma when he gets it. Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily disagreeing that maybe on a certain level, maybe, you know, like let's say he died, let's say he was, you know, and I have to give it to somebody else. Maybe it would become truma if I gave it to the Kohen. But the point is, as part of this replacement process, it really needs to go to the person that I gave it to, that I ate it from. Giving the produce to a different coin would not be adequate, even if that coin compensates the original owner for its value. In the present case, therefore, the only way you could fulfill the obligation without directly giving the produce to the Amoritz would be to do what? What are we going to suggest now? You're going to be zake him ayde olamacher. So I'll be mezake it while it's in my rishus. I'll be mezake, I'll say, Shamsi, come over here. You be kind of this truma for Moshe Kohn, who's the Amoritz. Like, Moshe Kohn is the Amoritz. You be zocha in this for him.
He has to be a Kohen, no.
No, no. He's being zocha in it. Zocha in it for him. So that it's as if I gave it to him. So he's completely Kohenet. Right? So it's all, like I was Makayim, Matanosai to the Amoritz.
He's Chaver.
He can be anybody. He's
he has to be a
chav. Why?
Because you're giving him something.
It seems like it's mashma that it's a koi.
Either you're a chav or you're not a chav.
Because I'm saying the chav is.
But aren't we just being mezakeh to him? Oh, wait a second. No, I see. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So you're saying I mean, the matanose lekoin is a kiyum of that only.
Right.
Only
that fulfills how it becomes truma by giving it to the Kohen Chaver, and or then he's Kohenev for the Amoritz, so there won't be any Indian of truma, and then he compensates him monetarily.
No, I don't.
That's how the Hebrew says it. I don't know.
In the footnote 8, he just quotes Mara Fulda as saying that the third party is a coin. Just one second. That's funny. Why is that necessary?
He says that even if you give it to another Kohen, according to Rebbe, it won't even become truma.
Unless he's
Kohen
for the
So if he's Kohen for the other guy, so then it works.
Essentially, all we've done then, why do I have to go to another Kohen? Why don't we just keep going with our original plan? I'm going to give the truma to a Kohen Chaver, and I just simply tell him, you know, when you're kind of this, be mezaket to him when you're Kohenet. What do we have to get a third party involved here?
That's what it is.
So you're telling me we're just still using this, the same Kohen Chaver.
Same Kohen Chaver, he's just mezaket to the Kohen Amar.
So we're just changing,
rather than
giving it to him.
Because that's how it completes the circle.
But that's not then what about the problem of giving an Amar its truma?
We're not. We're giving it to the Kohen Chaver. He's the Zoche for. And then the Amar its gets money.
See, what bothered me about this is...
What's...
You know what bothered me about this? I'll tell you what bothered me about this. If we're being honest about this, when I'm a zakeh it to him, I day this other kohen, it's really his now, right?
Yeah, but it's under his possession.
1 second, I just want to stop right here. At this point, who owns it?
Forget it, little kid.
Guys, can you stop that?
I got me out.
Thanks. So it's his.
I hate Purim. And I hate kids. And I hate Rogers.
69.
Just kidding. In society, they call that screw. So I just want to ask you one quick question. Is if Moshe Cohen now really owns that truma, because you're mezakeh to him, can you really force him to accept money instead? Aren't you telling him, we don't care that you own this. You're going to accept money now for this thing that you own. I don't see how did that happen all of a sudden, that we control what he has and how he says, Moshe says, I don't want your money. I want that truma.
You can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't have it because you're going to be tamed, so we can't give it to you.
Correct.
Oh, it's mine and you can't give it to me. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know.
It bothered me a little bit.
What's yours really is the value of the truma.
Right. Meaning it's
the
loophole.
Value. Right. Do this scenario.
We're coming here with a premise, according to Rebbe, that in order for it to become truma, it has to come to me, the Amoritz. Right?
No, it has to go to a coin.
The value of it has to come.
No, we said that according to Rebbe, that won't work.
According to Rebbe, he said it has to be given physically over.
He can't.
Hold on, Sue, 1 second. What, Rebbe, what do you want to say? You don't want to say? I thought you wanted to say something. No? Sue, what do you want to say?
According to Rebbe, you physically have to give the truma over.
Hold on one second. I want to turn up the volume here. Hold on a second. Turning up the volume to 99%. Go ahead, Sri. Don't come on.
So according to Rebbe, you have to physically give it over. It doesn't necessarily say who you have to give it over to. So what was the problem to begin with then?
Why do we have a problem? The Gemara started off this whole discussion that it's a problem. According to Rebbe, it has to go to the Amoritz. How can we just give it to the Chaver? That was the question of the Gemara.
Why not?
No, it has to go to a Kohen in order to become Truma.
Hold on a second.
And then what happens? And then what
happens? It's his. So it's that moment that
Truma is problem.
Give me the Truma. Why are you giving me the money?
The Truma is problem. Now him and the Kohen has to give you the money.
Why not give me the Truma?
Right.
Because you're not mine. It's not the original guy.
It's not.
It won't even have Kedushah Truma.
It won't have Kedushah Truma. That's Rebbe Shita. Nesinoso the Kohen is Mekatrosay. That means that I have to give it to the person I ate from. That's the premise we're coming to the Gemara with, according to Rebbe. So therefore, how are you going to do it? You're going to give it to this Kohen Kavar. He's going to be Mizaka to the Kohen Amar Aretz. I days that were Mekayim the Nesina. I days that get Kedushas Kuna. And now it pays him. And that's it. Okay, fine.
That's it.
Let's go on.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Very good. Thank you very much for helping clarify that. Fine. Next, Bas Yisrael Shalcho Truma. Okay, so again, this we said, let's go over what the rule was in the Mishnah, right? Bas Yisrael ate Truma B'Shogeg when she was a single girl. Then she went ahead and she married a Kohen. Now she is able to eat Truma herself. Right. So she could pay herself. That was basically what the Mishnah said. But let's suppose, right, now the mother is going to ask, let's suppose she doesn't get around to paying herself. And then she gets divorced. Lo hispika l'shalim ad shenis garsha. So she ate the truma when she was a Yisraelis, married a Kohen, didn't pay herself, but had the potential to pay herself. Then she gets divorced, Now what's the din? Zok the Gemara like this.
So she has to give it to another kohen.
Let's see what it says. That's one tzad. Now we're going to see the other tzad, which is actually the real tzad. Esachame, let's take a look. Ilu hoyla kama maestris, shema inon shalom. If she had other portions of maestr, this maestr is just a generic term. It could even be truma, or it could even be tevel, for that matter. Wouldn't she be able to keep that, in other words, mominous? In other words, let's suppose she had tevel when she was a Yisraelis. Then she married a Kohen. Now she has tevel, right? Bona fide tevel. If she's mafresh anything, truma, maestris, she can keep it, because now she's a Kohenis, right? But she doesn't.
She doesn't.
She wasn't mafresh anything.
Okay, so she
then she gets divorced. She still got the tevel. She had the potential to be mafresh at that time. So since at that time she had the potential, she's kona the mominous aspect of the tevel in terms of what was in the tevel. In other words, truma was in there. Maestris was in there. She could have been mafresh it for herself. She's not going to lose that monetary ownership. That's what the Gemara is tying it.
After she
gets divorced, because she, in a sense, had a kinyan in this tevel while she was married to the Kohen.
Once you have a kinyan, you can't lose it.
That's what we're going to see here. Here, let's see. What does it say over here? Look, 11. She has. He discussed a little bit.
Oh, is this because Kol HaOmed?
No, this is not Kolombe. This is different.
He says, "Afilu amdul yod gufrashi," meaning they're only, you know,
right. It's not because of that din. It's a different din.
So if she has truma, then gets divorced.
She had the ability to eat it, so therefore she retains that ownership, that physical ownership. So therefore she can sell it to a Kohen.
Right.
She can't eat it anymore, of course, because she's divorced. But she can now sell it to the Kohen. Okay?
Well, not only tevel, if she had regular truma.
Yes, all the above. All the above. When the Gemara says maestris, it means everything over here. I mean, I think that's what comes up from the footnotes over here. 15. As soon as she married the Kohen, she became entitled to keep all the maestris in her possession, including those that were merely destined to be separated from her tevel. If she's later widowed or divorced, there's no reason for her to lose her rights to these portions. So she may keep for herself even maaser that she separates after the termination of the marriage. Right? Fine. That's what it says. Big Kiddush over here. So, let's see over here. Now, so the Gemara wants to compare, right? Just like in Gabay Vidin of tevel and maaseris, and Trumas, whatever she owned, she continues to own after she leaves. So too, the potential to pay for the Truma that she ate b'shogeg, also she should be able to still pay herself. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Now the Gemara is going to question that analogy. The Gemara rejects it. There's a big difference. What's the difference? The Gemara says the difference. Taman, in the case of the maestros that I owned before, Maestros Masuyamim, that had a defined entity. We knew 10% of this is going to be, you know, Meiser, and 2% is going to be Truma. It's right here in front of us. We can see it, even in a Tevel state, surely in a Truma state. If she has Truma, we see she has the Truma. This is what she can eat right now. So when we can point to what she was Zocha in while she was married to the Kohen. But in a case where she eats truma b'shogeg and has an obligation to pay it off, truma ain't a mesuyemes. There's no truma here. She could go out to the marketplace and buy fresh tevel, fresh chulin, right? Chulin mesukonim. She could go to the marketplace, buy chulin with the hashgacha, the bedatz, of course, and it's 100% mutar b'achila, and use that to pay off her debt. It's not here in front of us. We don't know. Is that what she's going to do? Is she going to do that? Or is she going to take some from the drawer over there that she has? We have no way to there's nothing to point at to say, oh, she was Zochen. What do you mean? What was she Zochen? You can't point to what she was Zochen. She had, again, she had an obligation to pay at that time, which she did not do. She never paid herself.
She was kind of an option.
She was a kind of an option, exactly. It's an option to pay herself off. But we can't point, so is it really Doma? The Gemara is asking a very solid question here. It's no comparison to the question of Maestras, which we just brought, right? Ma Dami Law. So what's the Gemara say it is similar to? Pitre Chamorus. This is the case of Petach Hamor. She had unredeemed firstborn donkeys, right? At the time she married the Kohen. So at that time, what has she got to do? She's going to take a set and redeem it for the donkey, and then she'll be able to keep the set. Does she have the set? No, maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. She could go out to the market and buy a new set and use that set to redeem the donkey. So that case is similar to our case. There she has an option to be poda the Petach Hamor. Is it in front of us? Could be if she has a set, but if she doesn't have a set, it's not in front of us. And we would have to say that if we would have an answer to that case, is she Zocha? Like, is she Zocha? I guess there's an assumption here that she is Zocha. There must be a din like that, right? So it says over here in 19, in Bavli Bechoros, we further learn, if a non-Kohen inherited, again, this is the case that I told you before. It was five generations. We got to go back to that case again. You had a great grandfather that was a Yisrael. He had a Petach Hamor. He has a grandson who's a Kohen. He dies. His grandson Kohen inherits the Petach Hamor. At that point, if he wants to, he can take a set and be potent and keep the set. He didn't end up doing it. He died first, and it goes down to his grandson, who's a Yisrael. He's inheriting the schuyot of his grandfather, and the schuyot of his grandfather are what? That he could have kept the seh, and therefore he also inherits that right. Since he inherits that right, he can keep that seh for, no, he can't keep it himself. He can sell it to the Kohen. Right? He doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. He can sell it to the Kohen. So since that's the Gemara Bechoros, which is a given, so that's exactly Doma to our case. Okay? So we have two potentials that are being compared to each other. All right.
What's the answer?
That's the answer. The answer is yes, she can keep it.
But not according to Rambam.
Okay, now you're coming to the Rambam. The Rambam. Okay, yeah. The Rambam.
Number 20.
Let's see.
Number 20.
Rambam, let's see. Hilchos Trumos 10:17 rules. Concerning the case, this case of the payment produce which the woman separates after her divorce does not belong to her, must be given to the Kohen free of charge. Evidently, he had a very different understanding of Gemara's concluding statement. Yeah, so we have a different mahalach apparently according to the Rambam, which I don't know what it is. Yeah, there are a lot of Rambams in these blot that are not in line necessarily. Okay, next halacha. Halacha base. Machlas Pailaves Archav Truma. Here it's gonna be like it's kind of like a regular type case, you know, where you're feeding your workers or you're feeding your guests, and instead of giving them regular food, you gave them truma. Of course they're reading it Peshogeg. And probably I'm also a shogeg, although he questions that in the footnotes. But let's just, for the sake of argument, say everybody's a shogeg. Nobody's a rush over here. Okay, so I did it per shogeg. They ate it per shogeg. So who's responsible? The rule that a person who eats truma per shogeg has to pay a keren and a chomesh is only the one who eats it. I, who caused you to eat it, that rule of keren and chomesh does not apply to me. The host does not have the chomesh obligation. That's what it's going to say. So Hamachal is Paul Bess Orchav Truma, Humashalam is a Karen. So he's going to have to pay the Karen to the Kohen because I'm the one that caused the monetary loss, right? I caused the Kohen to lose the money. The Paulim just were being given what's coming to them. I owe them a meal, right? I owe them a meal, don't I?
Right.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
I owe them a meal.
Oh, you mean the boss?
Oh, yeah, the boss owes them a meal. Okay, so I owe them, that's something, it's a bona fide debt that I'm paying them, and therefore...
And they come back to the bill and say, I got nothing from you because I had to give it up. Can you pay me back?
Okay, we're going to see all that, those details, but I just want to kind of like clarify why I'm giving the coin. I, the Baal HaBos, I'm going to have to give the coin to Karen because obviously I took his food and I fed it to my guests. That's not, I don't have a right to do that, right? So I have to pay for it. The Hain.
You just changed it. You said,
no, I said, he pays the principal to the coin.
The principal or the fifth?
No, the fifth, Hain, they pay the fifth, okay? He pays the principal, okay? Because I stole, in a sense, from the coin. So I have to pay off the thing, that the object that I stole, right? No, they pay the principal. The eaters pay the principal to the coin. And then I pay the money, the value of their suda, to them. What's the big difference? You know, like what exactly is the difference between these two? Sounds very similar, right?
The end result is the same, but...
I have a chiyuv to feed you. You have a chiyuv to pay what you ate back because you ate truma.
So use dollar numbers here. Let's just figure out the numbers. Value, of course, truma is worth less than chulin. So what happens over here?
I owe you dinner. They have to pay him a chulin back.
Why do you owe him dinner?
Because he works at the. He's a day worker.
No, he came.
No, but now you got to give up the money from what you ate.
No, but only said the owner pays back.
I'm talking about that's the first sheet.
We're in the second one.
Now we're in the second one. We want to understand exactly. We're trying to figure out the difference between the first sheet that says he pays the coin and the second sheet that says they pay the coin and then I have to pay them back. But it doesn't say he pays them back what they give the coin. It says who knows him to make su'udosim, the value of their su'uda. Is that like different than the amount that they pay? So that's going to be more because it's chulin money. So again, the first sheet, you're saying that according to the Chachamim here, you're going to end up paying more, right? Mm-hmm. According to our mayor, you're paying the value. No, wait a second. No, I'm going to have to pay the same amount because I have to pay chulin when I pay back truma that was eaten b'shogeg, right? Remember, that's the rule.
Right.
Yeah. Right, so... But I didn't do the eating. Wait a second. But I didn't eat it. Hold on a second. And I didn't eat it.
Your guests
ate it. But we're not, if I'm paying the Karen.
Who's I?
I'm the Baal HaBos.
No, according to Chachamim, the guests ate.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what the difference is. The guests have to pay chulin to the Kohen to replace what they ate. That's
Karen and
Chomesh, according to. No, 1 second.
According
to the Chacham.
Why can't they pay it back with Truma?
No, they're not allowed. They ate B'shogeg. B'shogeg, you pay a chulin.
You cannot pay Truma?
Cannot pay Truma. Never. That's Exeris HaKosef. That's the way it works. So they're going to pay chulin.
Yeah, because that's theirs. It makes sense.
They're going to pay chulin. Anyway. They're going to pay.
The Truma is the Kohen's anyway. Why would you replace their loss by something that's theirs anyway? You have to replace it with, you know what I'm saying?
No, you can give it to any Kohen you want.
Hold on a second. 1 second. So are we going to the Chacham now?
Yes.
So look at the Ma'ariv Fulda, the last line.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Remeir ein machon l'shalem rak to make Truma. Rabbanim l'shalem to make Truma.
So there must be a difference in the value that they pay.
Meaning rock to make Truma, meaning less. He pays less.
If I, the Baal HaBos, am going to pay directly to the Kohen, since I was not the one that ate it, all I have to do is give him back what he lost. So the value is the Truma value. If the Ochel is the one replacing what he ate, he has to pay with Chulin.
Right.
And then therefore, I have to pay Chulin on their behalf. Okay, that'll be the Chulin. All right.
No, but there's another chiluk.
What else?
Because according to Rabbi Meir, he says that the Baal HaBos is only pays the Karen and the guests pay the Chomesh. According to Chachamim, the guests have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh, and then the Baal HaBos has to
play the main Sudasan.
What? Yeah.
You may sue Dawson.
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying
which
so on top.
It's not the Chomish.
No Chomish. Malbayis never reimburses for the Chomish. That's Grumma. That's he has in the footnote.
It's Grumma, and it's also, it's remember the purpose of the Chomish is for Kapara. So that's not my deal. I didn't eat it, so I don't have a Kapara issue.
So then according to Rabbi Meir, so that's why the guests get the Kapara, so they pay only the care, the Chomish. And the Baal HaBayis pays the Karen.
Correct.
And according to Chachamim, the guests pay everything, the Karen and the Chomesh. So they get the Kapara and the replacement.
Correct.
And then the Baal HaBayis has to pay them the money.
That's right. And the fact that I caused you to have to pay Chomesh,
yeah. Right.
That's Grom Ben Azikin, like Avram said.
And
Grom Ben Azikin is Potter.
Which is...
Doesn't seem right.
I can't speak to the rightness of Grom Ben Azikin. Grumman is thinking very often doesn't seem right, but it's a component. That's the thing. Okay. That's a good point. Okay, let's go to Tesla Bays. We're moving right along here. So this mission we actually did already once before. Hagan of Truman Loy Aklaw. Person's a Ganaf, didn't eat it. So then you're doing regular Ganaf stuff, which is, as we all know, Bashalim Teshul May Kefal to May Truma, you just pay double. And you pay what you stole because you didn't eat it. So it's regular tashlumi kefel. That's
value
part
of the
value of truma twice, right?
Go buy truma and
give
the value.
Yeah, exactly. Ochlo, let's suppose the ganef eats it. So then you got to pay two karens, right? Why do you have to pay two karens? Because you have to pay kefel, right? So what the kefel part of it, the double part, that's the easy part. That's I'm just replacing the truma. But the first Karen, that's going to go into the regular getter of Achilles Truma, which requires to pay. No, I'm talking about the Chulin aspect.
Oh, the
Chulin. The Chulin. That's going to be the Chulin, right? And the Chomish will also be Chulin, right? So that's what it says. Ochlo, if you ate it, Misham Shnekron and Bechemish. Karen, Bechemish, but not Chulin. The Karen to make Truma, yeah?
There's no thought to pay Karen to pay Chomish twice.
Why would you pay twice? Oh, you mean kefil? Kefil is just on the karen, right?
And he only needs one kapar.
And he only needs one chomish kapar. Okay, now ganav trumas hekdesh. So if the kohen went ahead and said this truma that I own in my property is kadosh ben akabayis, and then I stole that, right? For ochla, and then I ate that after I stole it. So then mashalim shnei chomshin. You have two-fifths, because I was moel behektish, and I ate truma b'sholgeg, so that's two-fifths. And kefal I don't have to pay because it says re'ehu ksiv. There's no kefal from hektish. And karen, what's the karen from? The karen's probably going to be, this is the question now. What's that karen? Is that karen going to be chulin, or is it going to be truma? What's that going to be? I'm paying. Who am I paying? Who am I paying to?
Paying Hekdesh.
So Hekdesh is not a Kohen. I don't know. If I have to
Kohen can't eat the Hekdesh either.
The Kohen, it's no longer the Kohen's really. Once he makes it Hekdesh, it's no longer his, right? So what are we guessing now? We guessing we would pay Karen value of Truma? Truma value then? Does that sound right? Or would I be replacing it with Chulin? Like a regular Ochal Truma B'Shogeg? Little gray area here, right?
Why wouldn't it be Chulin? I'm not getting you, Shlomi. What's not Chulin about? Why wouldn't that be the Chulin?
Because...
It's not ice Truma. It's
yeah, once, but what we were saying
before.
I want to ask you, according to Rebbe, that we said before, Matanose Mikachosai.
Okay.
So I don't have the opportunity to give it to a Kohen now because the Kohen didn't own it. The Kohen made it Kaddish Leben HaKabayis, and now it's in the Rishus of Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not a Kohen.
Right.
This should be like if, let's suppose, I went ahead and if I stole Kedush Truma from Shamsi, he's not a Kohen, and I ate. It's not like if a person eats truma b'shogeg that hasn't been given to a kohen.
What's the rule? understand what you're saying, yeah.
What's the rule there? Let's suppose I eat my truma in my house, which I haven't given to the Kohen. What's the rule there?
You have to replace it.
Do I have to give Kohen a Chomesh? Who do I give it to?
Anyone
I choose. So that, in other words, truma, even if so this is very interesting then. So
truma, we said whether the guy was cutting it himself or you were pipe, you know, you separated it out.
No.
We're talking about the Kohen had truma. This is the case. So the Kohen had truma, he made it hektish. So at the time he makes it hektish, it's no longer the Kohen's. There's no question of stealing from the Kohen per se. But it doesn't lose its shame truma.
Right.
So it's no different, I would say, and I'm just guessing. It's no different than if I ate my own truma, which you just all said that I have to pay a keren and a chomesh to the shevet kahuna. And that apparently would continue to be true even if it's hektish. So are we good with that? Are we masking with this is the pshat? So I'm going to pay chulin. I guess I'll pay it to Hektish. I'll pay Chulin to Hektish. The Chulin will convert, like any Tashlumin, into
Truma,
even though I didn't give it to a Kohen per se, because I'm giving it to the Gizbar of Hektish. Right. It's a little funny. I like
have a Kohen be Kohen.
Yeah.
Transfer the real Truma.
Can a Kohen be so will a Kohen be Kohen for on the Hektish's behalf?
That's the only way to transfer the Truma.
You're saying I gotta go according to Rebbe for sure. If you hold the Hafar Shasai Mikat Shasai, so then a Mafresh becomes Truma, and then I give it to the Hektish, no problem. But if you hold, you need to give it to the Kohen to become Hektish, to become Truma, fully bona fide Truma. Then you gotta work it out somehow.
The same case
this might be a riot that it's not that so.
Yeah, might be.
Why can't the Gizbar be mezaka for a Kohen?
What's that? It's me.
Gizbar should be able to be mezaka for the Kohanim that are there.
How does he mezaka? I mean, you can be mezaka hektish. Okay.
Be mezaka the truma.
Does anybody talk about this? Does anybody see anything to talk about this?
What's the issue? I don't hear what the issue is.
I'm trying just to get clear when I pay that keren back to Hektish,
yeah.
How that, if I'm going to start with Chulin.
You're
going to
pay back with Chulin.
I ate Truma, and I'm going to pay back Chulin, and then Chulin is going to convert into Truma?
By Hektish, yeah.
By Hektish.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Just like it does if
what?
If you ate somebody else's truma,
yeah.
You give him chulin and give it back.
Who's him? Is he a Kohen?
It depends on who. Let's say he is a Kohen.
Okay, so fine. So if he's a Kohen, so matanosai mekanshosai, that makes sense. My venosan la Kohen es hakodesh, dover shiroi loy liyo is kodesh, that drosha works perfectly. But if the recipient is not a Kohen, if he's Hektish,
yeah.
It's not a Kohen. It's a new entity. How does it convert into Truma? That's our problem. Have you got the problem now?
Why does it have to convert to Truma?
Because how can you get to back Truma, which is Hektish?
That's the way. That's the rule.
Hektish had Truma, and you ate it.
Uh-huh.
You're giving him back more valuable stuff by giving him
very good. I'm giving him chulin. Very good.
It's not the kapara. You need to transform.
It has to transform into truma. That's what I'm just trying to get clear.
So
okay.
I think you can give mizake to the kohen. It doesn't have to be hektish. You can be on a tzai that the kohen then is going to be mizake to make it truma. And then the deal is that he's also going to be maskish.
So you'll be
restored exactly what you stole from.
Okay. So you think we have to go through the zichoy process. So you think there's a zichoy process here? Okay. It's not exactly the same because it's a little funny how a third party is getting involved here that is not an owner at all. He's totally not an owner.
He's just adding the kahuna
part. Wait, he's the Zocha person.
What?
He's the Zocha person.
Yeah, but how does he Zocha on behalf of the Gizbar Hektish? I don't know how that works. Okay, fine. I'll accept it. In Kabbalah, he's a Kabbalah, and within Yeshua. Okay, let's go on. Next, Mishnah. Okay, so now, if you want to use these things are things which are not
yours. It's the
key here is look at Marafolda. Look at Marafolda's lashon. He says it very clearly and concisely. Marafolda says, "Mishum de'ein bohen." Marafolda on Ein Mishalim Nalekat Menashicha Menapeya. Mishum de'ein bohen zikas trumas u'maisras. These things are be'etzem potter menamaisras, right? That's what we said. It's hefker. It's hefkalaniyim, right? What?
Why not?
Why
not?
You're
supposed to use it in a particular way.
No. Let's say I'm an Oni.
Oh, this is the lecture right that the Oni picked up? It's not the guy who dropped it?
No. You have bona fide lekut shechopeya that you're allowed to own.
Okay.
It could even be a gift from an Ani. I mean, but let's suppose the Ani ate the Truma B'Shogeg. Well, that's the easiest case, right? So he has the obligation to pay back the Truma. He can't use his leket that he collected, even though it's chulin, he can't use that chulin. The Ani can't use that chulin, the leket Shechor Peah that he just collected, to pay off that debt. Why? Because there's no zikas truma. There's no zika of kedushas truma in that chulin. It's true, and this is true for me too. If I go ahead and I find some peiros out in the street and they're hefker, and I'm zoiche in those peiros, I can't pay off my debt of achilas truma b'shogeg with those peiros, even though those are chulin musukonim. They have no chi of truma on them at all. Doesn't matter. They never had a chi of truma to begin with. If I have chulin, which was originally tevel, which I took off truma from, I could use that to pay off. But if I found hefker, or if you're lekut shechopeya,
because I didn't grow them,
there's no the lashon of the marafolda ein zikas truma b'hem. Okay, there has to be a zika of truma in this thing. Lav lehava b'chal. Dover haroi lihi yos kaidish. Again, remember, it has to be something which is roi to be kaidish. It was roi to be truma. Right? When I picked that, if I was in my field and I picked tevel, so I at one point in time, that any of that tevel was roi to be truma. Whatever I picked out of there became truma. So anything could have been picked. Right? It was just the luck of the Irish, right? Well, that this one got ain mazel, yesh mazel, l'chol yesh mazel, afil sefetar shemehecha, right? This piece of wheat had the mazel to become truma, you know what I mean? So everything had the potential to become truma. But something that was like a shekompeya never had any shaychas to being kaidish, right? Okay. And he goes on and says that basically. Umina hefker after your zaycha. V'loy, let's go to the next marafolda, the first wide line. Lomi ma'aserishin shel trumasay. Now, what's this case? This case, this card doesn't make sense, right? This case, Maisa Rishon, that the Truma was taken, I mean, that's mamash, Adover Haroi Liyus Kaidish. What's the problem over here? Yavagav the Hash Tachul Musu Konim Haim, Kivin the Konim Shanatal HaTrumas Maisa Lohayuruyin Hashanami Lohazu.
Because
what does that mean?
You had to go to
Maisa
Rishon. It was
Maisa Rishon. Yeah, but why is Maisa Rishon not Roy? Let's look at footnote 9. Let's see what it says over here. Although Maisa Rishon, number 9, although Maisa Rishon from which Shumas Maisa has been removed is tithed chulin, it cannot be used for the payment of the principal on the fifth. Why not? The reason is, since it was completely ineligible for these payments before the removal of the Trumas Miser, it is ineligible afterward as well.
Right, because you can't pay back with Miser Rishon, you can't pay back with Maisa Sheni.
Let's talk about the Maisa Rishon right now. The reason for the disqualification cannot be that the payment must be of something roi, because that requirement only disqualifies produce that was never fit. It does not apply to tithe Maisa Rishon, which could have been designated as truma when it was still part of the untithed crop. Right? This Maisa at one time was plain old tevel, and it was roi liyos according to the way I explained it
beforehand.
Rather, tithe Maisa Rishon is disqualified for a different reason. Produce that was ineligible at one time for the payments of the principal and the fifth remain ineligible forever. Very interesting rule. So if there was a time, a moment in time, that this miser was not roi, it remains unroi. And when is that moment in time?
When you designated it as miser.
Before I took off the trumas miser from the miser region, it was ineligible to become truma. Is that right? Since Maisa Rishon is ineligible for the payments before the Shumas Maisa is removed, it can't be used for that purpose even after it's removed. Right? Because you have to be, you can only pay this debt off with Chulin Mesukonim. So in Maisa Rishon, Shaloi Nitra Tumumasai is not Chulin Mesukonim, therefore it cannot be used. At that moment, it can't be used, therefore it never can be used. So what about Tevel? All Tevel is that way. How could I ever pay back anything?
Yeah.
Tevel is not right because I have to be mafresh
it. From the very beginning.
Right. Oh, that's the last paragraph. He says, if so, nothing, not even ordinary tithe. One solution is, let's see the last paragraph. Maisa Rishon is treated more stringently than regular tithe chulin, because before the removal of Trumas Maisa, Maisa Rishon possessed a certain degree of Kedusha. Only because of the sanctity is it permanently unfit. Maisa Rishon cannot be compared to regular tithe chulin, which was never sacred. In other words, basically what he's saying is, if there's a kedusha in this payrus at the time that it was ineligible, that's when it's a disqualifier. But chulin, tevel at the very beginning had no kedusha and therefore is not disqualified. Okay. That's a love to
show. Look, I don't know. Shlomi, I don't know why any of the footnotes don't mention it. Take a look at the Rash Rilio.
Yeah. Which one?
Maisa Rishon on the Mishnah.
He's learning like Shitas Rambam. That's why. The Rambam has a different mahalach here. It's in the variables. Yeah, you're pointing out an interesting thing. The Rash Cirilo is learns a different mahalach in this Mishnah.
So it was never shayach on truma gedayla. That's a gavaldika. He's saying
this is the case where you higdima b'shubolim. If I take meiser before, in the field before it became into piles, I higdima b'shubolim. I took it off meiser rishon. So the rule is, you don't have to take truma from it. You have to take Trumas Maisa from it, but you don't have to take Truma from it because you kind of like skipped that step. And so therefore, it was never Roy for Truma. So that would be the disqualifier. Okay.
It's very geschmack because in many Mishnayos.
It matches the other Mishnayos, like in Brachas and Erevin. Yeah. These cases.
My solution is Nito Chumasai is Ekdima Bishabolim. It's all Halashas like that.
Very good, very good. And the Rambam learns like that also. Yeah, very good. Okay, that's another shot.
I don't understand. Once you call it My Solution,
yeah.
that has a certain Kedusha, right?
That's what we were saying here, yeah.
So then how can you switch it to use it for a payment?
That's basically what we're saying. You're right. Maisa Rishon, you cannot use as a payment. You're absolutely right.
Because it had an innate kedusha.
It had an innate kedusha at one moment. You're talking about we just said that the way we learned in the footnotes here, it was because you hadn't taken off Trumas Maisa yet.
Yeah.
At that moment, it was a tevel and could not be used to pay off. Okay. So we have different pshatim over here. Okay, and the last case, of course, is Maiser Sheni Behekdesh Niftu. So now, if you were paid to them, why aren't they Roy?
Because at one time it was Maiser Sheni. And
Because at one time it was Maisa Sheni?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's the way you want to learn? Okay. And here again, it could be the pshat is that you report it with a, there's a rule, right? It has to be a simon, a sheishal of tzura. It has to have a tzura. If you use it without a tzura, it's not good. And so if that's the case, maybe it wasn't kosher, and that's why it's possible. Okay, it's not clear here. Shein hekdesh point is a hekdesh, and anything that had kedusha cannot come as an exchange for payment. It's very, very clear the way we're learning here. The rear bear. V'chachom matirim be'elu, v'chachom permit paying with these. These refers to what?
I would have thought.
I look at the Mara Fulda, he says very clearly, Maiser Sheini to hekdesh sheniftu. Okay, so the question is, of course, if you're learning that the problem is you didn't do the pidyon properly, so how could the Chacham argue on that, right? That's a problem. These are the problems with these Mishnayos.
I imagine the Gemara is going to discuss it.
It says the Gemara in Sama Halef is going to talk about it.
Yeah, what I just told you was the Rambam. If you look at textual interpretive variants, number B, you'll see that he says that he was talking about, in the above footnote, let's see here. Yeah, well, he in the above footnote, he says that we're talking about the Rebbeir Lishitase. Rebbeir holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So since it's Mamon Gavoya, you can't use it to be Paida. But the Chacham hold is not Mamon Gavoya. So we're talking about that the pinyon was regular pinyon, but it's disqualified because at a certain time it was Mamon Gavoya. But the Rambam learns it so differently. Okay, well, let's leave that alone. You can look into that later. We're running a little behind, so we've got to get moving. Okay, Hara Meir. Now we're going to go back. We have to remember what we started with, right? We started with that whole discussion. It was a wonderful discussion about workers. That Rav Meir said that the Balabas pays the Karen, and the workers pay the Chomesh, right? And the Chachamim say the workers pay both, and the Balabas pays them the base who doesn't. That's what it says. So let's see over here. Harameir Amar Meshalman, Rabban Amar Meshalman. So the Gemara asks, very practical. Everybody is paying. According to Rabban, the Balabas pays. According to Rabmeir, the workers, according to Rabban, the workers pay. According to Rabmeir, the employer pays. Mabaneam, what is the difference? What exactly is the difference? Now in 14, he brings from the Gra that there are some basic fundamental differences which are very obvious. He says, for instance, according to Rav Meir, the payment is made to the Kohen, so you have to pay him with Chulin, and the Kohanim can't be Meichel. According to the Rabbanon, they're paying to the workers, so you're just fulfilling a financial obligation. The workers could be Meichel. And number two, he doesn't have to use Chulin. He could use whoever he wants to pay. He can pay in any form.
Is there a difference in the quality of what you have to give him also?
I don't know about the quality, but the Gemara is just saying, when the Gemara asks, Ma Bei Nehon, there are some obvious differences between them, and the Gemara doesn't really mean Ma Naf Gemina in the normal sense, but it wants to know the lumdus behind the chilek. That's what he says over there in that footnote. Now that we're going to have a machlaikas, let's try to remember this. We're going to have a machlaikas, Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish, as to the nature of the payment. This is what's going on over here. Reb Yochanan is going to say like this. Reb Yochanan says that the difference between a mayor and the chacham is who's responsible for the primary meal. Okay, this is going to be a little kind of a foggy area. I was trying to figure this out. Let's see if we can figure this out. We're going to use a footnote here to try to help us a little bit. It's a little hard to understand this. Rav Meir Amar Ikra Su'uda L'Baal Bayis. Rav Meir says that Ikra Su'uda is a responsibility of the householder. Meaning, when I say Ikra Su'uda, what I mean to say is, can I give the workers a stipend and say, here, you go out to McDonald's, here's $10. You guys go out to McDonald's and buy yourself a meal. Or am I responsible for their meal? Do I have to get them their suda?
You have to go shopping.
So that's what he says. The chat is when it says Reb Meir says ikra suda l'bal habayis. So what it means is the employer cannot fulfill his obligation to feed his workers by giving them money. He has to obtain and prepare the food himself. So therefore, what now? Now the therefore, this is where it gets a little sticky. So since it's my obligation to supply the meal, therefore what? Since I must do that, it is, here's where he becomes a little hard to understand. It is as though he is selling it to his workers. Like a seller who must provide the stipulated article to his buyer, so to the employer must provide food. So there's a rule, he's going to put out this rule, it's a Chayshim Mishpat rule, which is like this, which is, if I sell you something for in a regular purchase, you come to me, you want to buy something, and it turns out that what I sold you didn't belong to me. You come to buy me a tie, you buy a tie for me. I sell ties, and I sold you a tie, it didn't belong to me, it belonged to somebody else. It belonged to Shui Shapiro, right? So You give me back the tie, we give it back to Shui. And it's not enough for me to give you back your money. That's not the way it works. My obligation, you gave me $35 for a tie, I got to deliver you a tie. If I didn't give you a tie that was mine, I have to replace it with a tie that is mine. I cannot give you back your money. That's not enough. I mean, maybe it could be Michael. But that's my obligation. That's a Chesh Mishpat Halacha that he has here. That's like key to the whole Gemara. So when I sell the meal to the worker, if it's not something that belonged to me, which it wasn't, it was truma, belonged to the Kohen, I have to replace the meal. Okay?
What does that mean?
They already ate it. So now what he says over here, now he gets to the however. However, now this is where he gets here. This is where he speaks out. This is like double talk in this footnote. This is a very hard footnote. I read this three times. It's very hard for me to understand this part. But so first of all, it's like he's selling it to them, which is machlala. You know, so it's his obligation to supply them with real food. It is considered as if he's selling to them. If it's like he's selling to them, he has to replace it. However, here's the however. He does not give it to the workers because in any event, they must give food to the Kohen. So there's no point in me giving them the chulin that I owe them. So we'll skip that step, and I'll just go straight to the Kohen and give him the chulin directly.
But they already got their food.
Okay. I'm not saying you're right. You're right. And you're right. They're not going to give me back the food. Like he's going to give him back the tie.
Right, you're right.
But in this case, they ate the food. The food's gone. Fine. But the point is, I have an obligation to deliver because it's like I sold it to you, and I didn't give you my thing. And therefore, what I gave you the coins thing. I'm the ball boss. He's the worker. He's the worker.
He has your replacement.
That's basically what he says over here. Now, I find it very confusing. I'm not sure if this really explains anything. But this is what I'm just telling you what it says over here. It says he has to give them food. It's as if he sold it to them, and therefore he has to replace it, but he doesn't replace it to them. He replaces it to the Kohen. I can't explain it anymore.
They have to give the workers food. They ate, right.
Yeah. But they have a requirement to replace it, so he has to
Who has to do it for them?
They ate it with shogeg, right?
Right.
So in a certain sense, they have an obligation to replace it and give it to the Kohen.
Right.
But I'm on the hook for that because...
I gave it to them originally,
but it wasn't mine to give. So I have to replace it. So there's no point in me giving them the replacement and them giving it to the Kohen. I just go straight to the Kohen and give it to him. That's what it says. All right. That's what it says over here. Fine. Now we're on to Daf Samach HaMan Aleph. Okay, we're at an hour here, so we did the first blot in an hour. Imagine if this was during the week, you'd probably give me skila.
That's
what
we should do.
So we might still give me skila safe a herring panic. Okay, let's go on. Now, let's do the shita of the Rabbanan. Rabbanan Amrin, Ikra Se'udo Lepoyalin. By the way, Abe, if you want to chime in here with any help, please do.
Yeah, I think you talked to the wrong guy. I have nothing to say about it.
Okay. And Tzvi, you, of course, as well. Don't mean to excuse me. Excuse me. By the way, Tzvi, last time you were on for like briefly, and then
I was at work. I thought I'd be able to sneak out for half an hour, but it didn't work out that way.
Oh, okay. Your excuse.
Thank you.
Okay.
I understand that they ate. I mean, even in this one,
okay. Rabbanan Amrin, Ikra Se'udo Lepoyalin. They hold, no, they hold, again, we're explaining, this is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that the machlokes between the Beir and the Rabbanan is, can the owner, the Baal Bas, can he supply them with money to buy their food? And the Rabbanan hold, you could use money. You don't have to actually supply food. Therefore what? Okay, let's see. In our case, the employer gave the workers truma. That's not his. He need not replace it with food. He may compensate them with cash. Therefore, he cannot pay the Kohen on their behalf because his obligations to them can be satisfied with cash. Mashain came, their obligation can only be satisfied with food. So therefore, they pay the Kohen and he compensates them with cash. And that's simply the Rabbanan Shita. Pretty straightforward, right? They pay the tithe kulin, he pays the money, he owes them. Okay, fine. So that's going to be, again, Rabbi Yochanan, Shitas Rabbi Meir, you have to give food, Shitas Rabbanan, you can give cash. Let's leave it simple at the highest level. That's the easy trap. And now Rish Lakish disagrees, and he said...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
They pay the coin, the workers pay the coin, and he replaces the money that they...
He gives them cash, yeah. Rish Lakish says, no, Tfela Beinehum. The question is, who must perform the task of obtaining the tithe, in other words, the tircha, to go out to the market or to go gather up the chulin to give it to the Kohen? Whose obligation? In other words, everybody holds, there's no chiyuv to give the actual meal. Saira Meir, Saira Rabbanan hold cash is okay. Right?
Cash is king.
Cash is king. One second. No, I said it backwards. Sorry, I got it wrong. Sorry, I got it backwards. Number two. According to Rish Lakish, a mayor and the sages agree, an employer is generally obligated to provide his workers with prepared food, not just money. Okay, sorry, I got it wrong. They both hold actual food. Okay. It was a 50-50 chance I got it wrong. Okay. The rabbis exempt the employer from having to replace the truma that he served. Although he was committed to give his workers food, he was not limited to supplying them with produce that is eligible for payments of the principal. In other words, what he means to say by that is he could have fed them hefker. In other words, he didn't have an obligation to give them chulin dover haroi liyos kaidish. That's what he's trying to say over here. He could have given them any kind of food. That was his obligation. Therefore, it's their obligation to get the chulin and give that to the Kohen. Whereas he, right, that's what it says over here. That's the rabbis, right?
That's the rabbi. Rabbanan.
That's the Rabbanan. Okay. The mayor, however, contends, since by serving them the truma, he caused them to sustain the losses involved in obtaining the tithe chulin, he has to get it himself. Although it's causative, it's garmi. Here we have the famous rule of Rav Meir, and Rav Meir is machayev garmi, and therefore it becomes his obligation. So here, okay, so that's basically what Rish Lakish's position is different than Rav Yekhanan. Rav Yekhanan holds, the Rabbanan holds you have to pay money, Rav Meir holds you have to give food, Rav Yekhanan holds they both hold you have to give food, the chilek is whether... Is it the Baal Bas's obligation to get the chulin? The Chacham hold no, and Rav Meir holds yes. Next, another. Now we have an analogy. Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish Shemalaz. I don't know what's this similar. I sold an object to my friend, and it turns out it's not mine.
This is the Thai example.
This is the Thai example. I have to stand by the sale, and it's like that. So, anything here that want to see? Here's three is where he shows you the Shulchan Aruch, where this is mentioned. Chayshim Mishpat 209. Okay. So the Gemara says, Elo Kerub Shimon Lakish is Amritz Nicham. So if this, now just to explain what the Gemara is saying over here. We just quoted Rav Avu in the name of Rish Lakish. So now the Gemara is going to say, if you're going like Rish Lakish, what does the Gemara mean by that? Because apparently there was a suffix whether Rav Avu said this in the name of Rish Lakish or did he say it in the name of Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara now is going to go through if he said it in the name of Rish Lakish, then it makes sense. If he said it in the name of Rav Yochanan, then it doesn't make sense. That's what we're about to say. Elokim Shimon Lakish is Hamas Nicha. Because he holds, everybody holds, that it's his obligation to give him the meal, and therefore it's like he sold it to him. That's what we started off the whole discussion with, right? Being Rav Yochanan Amar, Yikrasu Dosser Beinehon. But according to Rav Yochanan, then the question is, who's responsible for the primary meal? So only Rav Meir holds that way, but the Rabbanan hold that you could give the money according to Rav Yochanan. So then it's not similar to the case of a sale. And you're comparing it to a sale. So my answer is very simply, Kirab Meir, Isamras, and according to Rav Yochanan, then the marshal will only work out according to the Shita Rav Meir. Okay, next. Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, Shavach Suda B'Nehil, the difference is the increased value of a chulin meal. Of course, in number 8 it says that Shuma is worth less than chulin because it's severely restricted. So let's say, what does that mean? Bishop Pasuk Imoy Malachilon, Now, there's a whole bunch of questions as to what the Gersa is here. If we're going to learn, like, if we change that Gersa, instead of having a Gersa that we have in the English here, Dushne, but let's change the Gersa to Kashine Chuma. That makes it a little easier to read. We're talking about that I made it tonight, that I was going to, I told my workers I'm going to feed you really nice stuff, nice sweet cakes that are going to be delicious. And what I end up feeding them? I end up feeding them garbage. I get a kashine truma, which is like, you know, almost Michael Behem almost, right? So you look at the Mara folder, he has that gersa. Pasuk imon ma'akilim duvshonei chulin, loshen dvash, klomer machal mushibach, I made up, I was giving them good stuff. Ve'achilim kashine truma, klomer machal garua. I gave them some really bad stuff. Rav Meir Savar, the Mara folder, third line, Hashavach Labal Habayis. The Bal Habayis gains. Kloimer, Habal Habayis Meshalem LeKohen Karshine Truma, right? What I gave them was Karshine Truma. I gave them a Michael Garua, which was Truma. So they had a meal. They ate it. They got full from it. And okay, so I didn't keep my obligation. But Lamaisa, I am going to be Marviach that when I pay the Kohen off, I'll pay the Kohen, the Kashin and Chuma, because that's what they ate. So everybody's good. I made whole on the payment, and they got their meal, and I gained, right? Rabbanan Sari, no. Hashemach lepo'alan. Hey, Mishalmu lekohen Kashin and Chuma. They pay what they ate, because they ate Peshogeg, so they paid directly to the Kohen, the Kashinim that they ate. But what do I have to pay? I have to make good on I got to give the Dushanim. I got to give the good stuff, right? The Shemach goes to the Poalim. Now the Gemara asks a simple question. Blood, fire, alcohol. Everybody keeps asking this question. But they already ate it, right? They already ate the meal. So why must the employer pay? My answer is, come on, the Amrat, Folim, Nashishalotim, Chosomehen. Person is disgusted by Tevel and other forbidden foods. And therefore, this is the famous rule. You know this rule, right? If you come to me and you buy from me you want to buy basar kosher, and I sell you basar nevela, and then you go home and you eat it, you come back to me, I have to give you a full refund. Why? You had a meal. Why should I have to give you a full refund? I should pay you the difference in value between nevela and basar kosher. The answer is no. Basar nevela, you're disgusted by it. So therefore, I have to reimburse you for the full amount. So it's as if they didn't eat. So I have to replace that full value. That's why the famous rule, the chilek, there's one chilek here in halacha. Everybody knows this. If an issa that I sold you was an issa drabanan, then I don't have to pay you. I don't have to pay you back. Why? Because that's an issa gavra, not an issa chefza. Keeping the rabbanon is a din in the gavra that he has to keep the rabbanon, the rabbinic rules. But it's not nafshei shalom chosavahim. And therefore, I don't have to reimburse you. Okay. We're almost done here. You want to hold off? We'll start this tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. We'll start this tomorrow. Ad kan. We'll start from here. We'll start from here tomorrow. Okay. Kol tov, ad tanat. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there.
What's the story, Spivey? You going away?
I'm not. I just one second. Let me just stop.